We receive a new heart, April 3. God promises us a new heart of flesh. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. The youth especially stumble over this phrase, a new heart. They do not know what it means. They look for a special change to take place in their feelings. This they term conversion. Over this error, thousands have stumbled to ruin, not understanding the expression, "Ye must be born again." When Jesus speaks of the new heart, he means the mind, the life, the whole being. To have a change of heart is to withdraw the affections from the world and fasten them upon Christ. To have a new heart is to have a new mind, new purposes, new motives. What is the sign of a new heart? A changed life. There is a daily, hourly dying to selfishness and pride. Then a spirit of kindness will be manifested, not by fits and starts, but continually. There will be a decided change in attitude, in deportment, in words, in actions toward all with whom you are in any way connected. You will not magnify their infirmities. You will not place them in an unfavorable light. You will work in Christ's lines. Instead of exposing and publishing one's faults to others, you will put forth the most patient efforts to heal and bind up. A harsh-spirited man is unrefined, coarse. He is not spiritual. He has not a heart of flesh, but a heart as unimpressible as a stone. His only help is to fall on the rock and be broken. The Lord will place all such in the crucible and try them in fire as gold is tried. When he can see his own image reflected in them, he will remove them. The religion of Christ is to take possession of the whole being and give force and power to all our faculties, renovating, cleansing, and refining. It manifests itself without parade and high-sounding words, but is shown in an upright and an unselfish life. God's power alone can change a heart of stone to a heart of flesh.